Bird flu has been a real kick in the pants for U.S. poultry exports. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. U.S. problems with highly pathogenic avian influenza, bird flu for short, have been very apparent to consumers of eggs and poultry. Chicken egg prices have more than quadrupled at the grocery store. Then there's the impact on poultry trade with other countries. Greg Tyler of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council gives an example.
If you think about what chicken paws will get at the rendering plant in the U.S., it's only about 9 cents per pound. The Chinese will pay as much as $3 per pound for chicken paws. So obviously it's a great loss to us when we cannot export there.
Tyler says trade agreements are critical to the poultry industry.
Our motto has always been a rising tide floats all boats. We think that we can help grow poultry consumption in a lot of those markets. Not only help the local industry to grow, because we do have a sister group called the World Poultry Foundation that we work with to try to help some of these markets to grow, but at the same time, we want them to give us access to that market, because U.S. poultry meat is a very cheap protein and something that is needed by a lot of consumers around the globe.
My thanks to AgriPulse for sharing Tyler's comments. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.